Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's awesome to have you with us, and time to chat some biking today. And a returning guest, Rachel Hallam, joins us. Rachel, welcome. Nice to chat again.
Hey, Brad. Good to hear you again.
Rachel, let's talk about biking. And your training is quite interesting because, as we mentioned in your story, a lot of it is sort of on the fly. Nothing's planned, but there'll be times where you have a spare hour, so you hop on an indoor trainer. Do you do most of your bike training on the turbo?
Yeah, I've learned over the years to love the turbo, really. Yeah, it's so time efficient and you can get such good quality sessions done on it. Yeah, for my sort of lifestyle, it really is the way forward, really.
Do you get to go out on the bike often or not really?
When I can, Brad. Yeah, there again, it's you've got to get out. I know I do spend a lot of time on the turbo, but I also think you have to get out on the bike as well, because at the end of the day, we're not racing on the turbo. So you need to get those outside miles in when you can, really.
Turbo, it's tough from a mental perspective, yeah. Sitting on a turbo for hours on end. Do you find that even though it is mentally tough, it does toughen you up? It makes you mentally stronger on the bike?
Certainly do, Brad. Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship with the turbo. You sort of you hate it while you're doing it, but then it's the results you get after it are great. It's sort of I think it's so efficient time-wise. It's sort of it's my favorite tool, really, the turbo trainer.
What do you prefer, being on the road or on the turbo?
Depends if it's rainy or not.
fair enough. And as far as workouts go, I mean, what do you absolutely love doing on the turbo?
You know what, I quite like hill simulation efforts on the turbo. Mark's got a few sessions that I've done with him recently, sort of where you sort of jack the turbo up, put it in a big gear, and smash out some good sessions, really. Yeah.
And as far as something you've done over the years that's given you the biggest gains on the bike, can you pin it down to one thing?
I think across the board, it's all about consistency, really. With endurance sports, it's time, really. At the end of the day, you sort of develop your engine over time, really. And the more effort you put in, the more you get out of it, really. So I think it's just time and getting those hard sessions done and making sure you get the adequate recovery after them as well.
That's probably an answer that a lot of people don't want to hear, but it's the truth. And the bad news is you can't shortcut it. The only way to do it is to do it.
Definitely not. No shortcuts. It's hard work, and hard work brings results, really, at the end of the day.
What bike are you currently riding?
What am I currently riding? At the moment, I've got a Felt IA.
How many bikes have you owned in your triathlon career?
Oh, goodness me. I've only got two at the moment. I've got a road bike and a TT bike. I'm not allowed to keep too many bikes. My husband... Yeah, they clutter up the place, should we say.
You have a farm. Surely you've got space to keep bikes. Everyone needs more than two bikes.
Yeah, I know they do. This is the bank balance, doesn't they?
Too true. Dream bike. Let's forget about the bank balance. If I could write you a blank check now and you could go buy a bike, what would you go and buy?
Crikey. There's a question. Ooh, dream bike. Well, my Felt IA is pretty decent. I must say it's a nice bike. Yeah, I do like riding that. But then, I rode a P5 last year. That was pretty nice too.
All right, cool. And gadgets-wise, are you a big one on gadgets? Do you use power meters, that sort of thing?
Power meter, absolutely. It's one of the best. I think it's one of the best sort of introductions to sort of. Over the last few years into my training using a power meter, the watts don't lie, and it makes more sessions, makes the sessions interesting because you've got specific watts to be set at. The power meter is a great tool. I'd recommend anyone who's looking to upgrade their sessions or upgrade their kit, the power meter is a good investment.
Do you race with it as well, or are you just using training?
I do, yes, I do race with it, yeah, especially this year. It's sort of a bit more focused on what watts I'm doing within the race and within my training as well.
It also helps, I mean, you mentioned Mark, your coach, it also helps with from the feedback loop with your coach too, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. As I say, the watch don't lie. You can't bluff through a session and say you did this or that. You've got the data there, and it shows improvement as well, which is really good. And then obviously Mark can analyse my sessions, and yeah, we know where we're going really.
Brilliant stuff, Rachel. It's been awesome catching up once again. I look forward to doing it and finding out a little bit about your run next time. But we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time today.
Fantastic. Cheers, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.